Do you know what it's the time for? And we get right into
the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five. Let's go. Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right, we'll do that.
Let's go.
Checking in at
number five.
Air high, shut down.
Air high,
shut down.
Air high,
shut down.
All right.
Nobody likes fare hikes.
Nope. At CTA has a choice. Raise fares or cut service. It's part of a decision they're making that will go into their next budget. That's a $1.5 billion proposed operating budget. $1.5 billion.
Why are you talking like that?
It's just a lot of money. Yeah. Back in my day, I remember when it was 20 cents to get on the CTA and you
liked it.
And you liked it, and maybe it broke down halfway down Michigan
Sometimes
Avenue.
Sometimes that happened.
We went in the back door and didn't even pay.
I remember when the accordion.
This is why
back
they
in
have
my day.
Wow.
Back
so it comes in, back to you, Judy. It's
back in my day, we held on to the back bumper and we just ran with it.
It's called skitching.
Yeah.
Your skateboards.
There is that great scene in one of the great Chicago movies of all times that is never spoken about. I sound like Donald Trump when I say this. Cooley High. It is an amazing Chicago film shot right here in Chicago during the era in which Mayor Daley did not want movies. The original Mayor Daley did not want movies shot here. And there's a great scene where the kids are getting on the back of a CTA bus and just riding it. Down the Armitage bus and just riding it west as far as it would go.
Just grabbed onto the back?
No, because it was a bumper. Unlike the bumpers of today, which are, it was like a regular metal bumper, you know, like you'd see on those, you know, like a guardrail. And they would just hold on to the guard, you know, they'd just stand on the guardrail, hold on to the side of the bus. Lawrence Hilton Jacobs, by the way, in that fine
kind
film.
Of dangerous, but
yes.
At least it's free.
Yeah, it was free. See, that's what I would suggest, by the way, is that people, if they don't want to pay the fare increase, just hold on to the back. Now, this is coming in time where both Metro and Pace have agreed to increase their fares as well. So there were a bunch of people holding signs and chanting and a group of transit advocates. And who knew there were such a thing? Apparently, you can buy any kind of protest you want in this town.
This is something to protest. I mean,
what the hell are you going to do about it? First of all,
I don't know, but it just seems like everything's going up.
But everything does go up.
Well, but salaries aren't going up, and that's the problem. So you got your property tax, you got the water tax, you got garbage, you add on tax after tax after tax after tax.
But CTA, kind of get though. I mean, I understand on those things, those which are static costs, but they got to pay for the pensions that they overpromised to people. To get them to come work their jobs.
My grandma's complaining about the senior citizen discount. I'm like, when's the last time you took the bus, lady?
What's happening to the senior citizen discount?
They have to pay more. You know, back in her day, when she first entered.
Well, remember Robin Goyevich wanted to make it free? That was one of his campaign promises.
Speaking of holding onto a bumper to get into the country.
I know, right?
It works for the country just like the CTA.
Yeah, apparently it does, yeah. Anyway, but the CTA says, hey, we need the money.
We're also seeing more competition from ride sharing. So some of our riders that would have ridden trains or buses have switched to alternative service. That was definitely an option of last resort for us.
Yeah, well, that would be an argument to lower rates, but
yeah, I would think so too. Otherwise, you're going to raise your rates to the point where it makes more and more sense to take the ride sharing, and then you're out of business.
Did they say what the actual dollar is here?
Here it is. It goes from $2 to $2.25.
See, that's a screwed up situation because now it's that
bus fare is $2.25 to $2.50. 30-day passes go up by $5.
What's the $2.50 part?
It says that's
the train
fare,
bus
ride on Venture Card would go $2 to $2.25, and L and cash bus fares cash go from $2.25 to
$2.50. Got it. Can you still pay cash at the bus?
I think you can, yes.
That was, by the way, that was an interesting problem that we did this story back in my day.
Yeah, what happened?
You wrote it on the typewriter?
This is a kind of, yeah, we did. I did type the story on the typewriter, handed it to Walter, and then he typed it again on his typewriter. And then we had to hand it to another guy who would take the pieces of paper, tear them apart, and then put them in the teleprompter.
Gosh, those are way back days.
And the teleprompter looked like that thing at Burger King where you put it on a conveyor belt and it goes through, or like pot bellies, you know?
They
like
didn't
that,
really look high tech. Thing. I remember those too.
No, it was bad. Like, anyway, the point
this
here.
Works?
So here's the deal. When the fares started going up to like 75 cents and then to a dollar, they didn't have a way by which to count cash, hard paper money. They could only do coins.
Oh boy.
So there were these rooms throughout the CTA L stations, including at Staten Lake, which was where the big room was, that was filled to the rafters with single dollar bills.
One for you, one for me, one for you.
And
one for
no
me.
One was accounting for them.
Oh my gosh.
No one. It was
That's a recipe for Chicago disaster.
Of thousands of dollars per room, of singles, because they were like, oh, I don't, they had coin machines, you know, and they get CTA headquarters, they would, you know, they'd come pick up the coins and they would, you know, take them and they'd take them out and they would count them and do all that. Then have the money, but they didn't do anything with the dollars.
Two for me, one for you.
Yeah.
So was the subject of the story the fact that they were doing the wrong thing with the dollars, or just that there was no accounting?
Both. Well, we didn't know. We couldn't get the. We had no idea. If they were stealing, it was a guy walking up, opening up the door, grabbing a handful of cash, and walking away. And they didn't have cameras down there back then.
Oh,
so who knew? We had no idea what was actually being stolen. But they were under. The story was they were under the express direction to take the cash and put it in this room.
Oh, jeez. Oh, gosh. What could go wrong?
Right.
Of course they were.
And then they want our money. Oh, wait,
yes.
Hold on. Where's that protester? I'm with
him. Yeah, exactly. Now you're a transit or transportation advocate.
There's so many people in this city that can't afford that as it is now. They literally can't afford it. City has the money for Amazon. We think that money should be going to help people who need it.
Oh, all right. Okay. Well,
are you part of that
team?
No, I'm not with them anymore.
Team transportation advocates?
No, I'm back off that. No, the money should be going to Amazon. Those are gigantic jobs, and you want people to be able to pay the property taxes. City's broke, people.
Yeah.
If you can't afford it, you're just going to have to get out.
Oh,
that's
gosh.
Horrible.
What are you talking about?
Hey, I'm just telling you. Hey, this is
Team
the,
Suck It?
This
I mean,
is,
what is
yes,
this?
Yes, this is, you know, Trump rules. Can't afford it, get out of the country.
Get these poor losers out of here.
Get them out.
You're getting poor all over me.
I can smell the poor.
Stop touching me.
Oh, gosh.
Is it a poor guy? Just look at me.
This is horrendous.
Get them all on the bus.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Anyway, we've gone too far.
Yeah.
The point is, there's not much we can do about the CTA, and that, you know, you're asking for a quarter more. What are you going to do?
It's the first hike in 9 years, by the way.
Right.
But everything's the first hike in 5 years or 7 years or nine. I mean, it just seems like everything right now is going up.
You know what we should do? I'll tell you. You know what
we
should do then? We should tax the Uber more.
Okay. Fine.
Let's do that.
Especially if they're bad at driving.
Yeah, bad driver tax. I still say the bikes have to get their license.
Yeah, bike tax?
Bike license.
What's next? They're going to tax our soda and our pop?
Oh, I see what you did there. Can I move on now?
Fell flat.
I'm
Please.
Enough telling stories from the
good
old,
one, Kev.
The good old days. Nice. Although there are many, many a times in my life I've dreamed of that closet filled with cash.
You're like, if only.
And no one knew. And you could just, we had the key. You could have as much cash as you wanted.
The back door was open.
Behind the magic door.
Sadly, I'm sure too much of that stuff has been distributed into the wrong hands. Remember that John Quarters boil guy, the Illinois Toll Authority?
Yeah, who just recently was in the news again. He was taking the big bags of quarters.
Convicted of stealing $4 million from the Illinois Toll Highway Authority in quarters.
Where was he going? Chuck E. Cheese?
Does she get the... Come on, she deserves the cheesy...
You get a bell for the cheese. Yeah. And then the bell for the Chuck E. Cheese.
Millennials are 0-2.
All right, that's settled then.
Number four.
During comments on tax reform today, the president was asked by reporters about the Alabama election results and the impact on the Senate vote. Here's what he said.
I think it's very important for the country to get a vote next week, not because we lost a seat. Yeah, we would have gotten a seat. A lot of Republicans feel differently. They're very happy with the way it turned out. But I would have, as the leader of the party, I would have liked to have had the seat. I want to endorse the people that are running. But I will tell you that it's very, very, just very important to get this vote.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
On tax reform.
Wants to get that in.
Wants to get it done by the end of the year. And next year's taxes would then take effect under the new plan, whatever that new plan may be after the Senate and the House compromise.
Yes. All right. We're getting that now. Steve Bannon also reacted to the loss. You know, this was his guy. He didn't want to go with a guy named Strange. That seemed like a an absolute rock solid choice.
Turned out not to be the strangest guy in the race.
Right. They went. He wanted to go with the guy. And I have the sinking suspicion that this Bannon guy is a plant. I don't even know by whom.
A plant.
But yes, the whole thing is a bit. He's figured it out. He puts on the army jacket. He's he greases up his hair and he goes into these and he's decided he's going to single-handedly destroy the Republican Party. That is what his plan is, and he's going to do it by masquerading as a populist Republican. I think I've got this figured out.
He didn't come out of nowhere. He's kind of always been into this nationalistic, populistic thing.
Not when he was producing Seinfeld.
Wasn't he always politically kind of active and vocal about those kinds of things?
I think it's a plan.
All right.
I think it's a plan. Anyway, here is Bannon. Here is Bannon talking on there. Apparently, there's a SiriusXM show he's on every day.
Oh.
And here's his reaction. Let's just hear it.
One thing you got to give a hat tip to, the DNC came in here, slipped in here underneath the radar and did an amazing job of organizing, what's my favorite word, ground game.
Yes.
Right? Ground game. You got to give the devil its due. I tell people every day, there's no magic wand. You're going to have to outwork people. If you get outworked, you're going to lose. And I got to tell you, their ability to get out votes, that's what it comes down to.
Okay. I'm telling you, the whole thing is a put on, and his whole plan is to destroy the Republican Party.
Did you see?
He's a Democrat's best friend. Now, here's a Peter King, mm-hmm. who is a New York, he's a bit of a bomb thrower, too, rhetorically. But
very outspoken.
Super conservative guy, big law and order guy, anti-terrorism guy. He's had nice things to say about Donald Trump, but Peter King's his own guy, as a congressman. He's not taking no guff from nobody. And here's what he thinks mm-hmm. of Steve Bannon and what he's done to the Republican Party.
You know, I was even raised this, not even so much as a political issue, almost as a moral issue. This guy does not belong on the national stage. He looks like some disheveled drunk that wandered onto the political stage. He does not represent anything that I stand for. I consider myself a conservative Republican. I consider myself an Irish Catholic. And he sort of parades himself out there with his weird alt-right views that he has. And to me, it's demeaning the whole governmental and political process. This summer, I called on the president to fire him from from the White House. And I think last night in Alabama was not just a political statement. That was really just a revulsion by people at his style, at his type of divisive views, which were the political and governmental, whether he was involved in the White House trying to undercut the president on his foreign policy, whether he makes... encourages racial division. This is not the type of person we need in politics. And last
night, all right. So now, what's interesting? You know, I do like this. This is like the all or nothing world of politics.
Mm-hmm.
There were 1.2 million votes cast, almost 1.3. I think more than 1.3 million votes cast last night mm-hmm. in this, and it was about 21,000 was the differential. And we're acting like the entire state of Alabama voted for the Democrat. They didn't. And the Republicans play the same, or the Trump administration, I should say, plays the same game, which is, you know, America has spoken. Actually, the more people voted against Donald Trump than voted for Donald Trump, right? So we have to always remember that this is a game of inches in America. America is a divided nation, and you need somebody, unlike the Steve Bannons of the world, who are going to try to find coalescent moments, not dividing moments. Because the more we divide and the more that we play to people's hatreds and mistrusts and insecurities and envy and all those things, the weaker our country becomes, the more dangerous our country becomes. And these guys are playing it, and no one is standing up for creating division, because now, you know, you have Democrats are like, yeah, we won. Oh, yeah, look, now Alabama's a Democratic state. It is not.
That's a hard seat to hang on to.
Right. Well, even at that, I mean, even let's just assume that's true. That's hard to hold on to. You still have very striking divisions. You had 600 and 50,000 people last night vote for the guy who's accused of being a molester.
Yeah.
Right? Those are 650,000 people went, yeah. And 680,000 people, essentially, went for the other guy. They don't even know who he is.
They probably just wanted to not have more. A lot of them. But Bannon's kingmaker status has certainly been tarnished by all of this because he was up there in front campaigning for more.
Yeah.
Pushing him.
With that army coat on. And well, wasn't he in the Navy?
I think he was. Yeah, his military past. Sure.
Does have military. Was in the Navy. All right. Here is Violetta. Right. With the WGN Turf Trolls Funds. I knew that was coming.
I know you did.
Then there's this. Be sure to check out the CB app or hit up Facebook and tell Chicago's Best TV where you like to eat. Watch Chicago's Best Sundays at 10 p.m. on WGN TV. Your pick just might be Chicago's Best.
Top five continues. We're up to
number three.
Library of Congress announced this year's 25 selections for addition to the National Film Registry.
Mm-hmm.
This is always good. These are motion pictures of, quote, cultural or historic and or aesthetic importance. You know, it's in government, they always have to have the and or. It's an and slash or.
Everybody's happy.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't want to say and because that could offend some people. All right, here we go. What are they? You want to know the answer?
Yes.
All right, I'll tell you what the answer is as soon as I figure it out myself. Field of Dreams.
If you build it, he will come.
Mm. Hey, Annie. Annie, what was that?
What was what?
That voice just now. What was it?
We didn't hear anything.
If you build it, he will come.
Oh, God. That always creeped me out, man.
Kind of dead, but great film. Totally belongs.
And the original Christopher Reeves Superman.
Why are you here? There must be a reason for you to be here.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm here to fight for truth and justice in the American way.
You're going to end up fighting every elected official in this country.
Wow. That, of course, wasn't the first Superman of all times, but it was, you know, that was the...
Yeah, the Christopher Reeve version with my favorite Lois Lane.
And then our own Brian Altimer couldn't be happier about this. Die Hard.
You have me at a loss. You know my name, but who are you?
Just another American who saw too many movies as a child. Another orphan of a bankrupt culture who thinks he's John Wayne, Rambo, Marshall Dillon.
I was always kind of partial to Roy Rogers, actually.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Yippee-ki-yay, mother...
Nicely done, nicely edited.
Yes, and I gotta say, a ton of fun. And that's, you know, you gotta remember, Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Just remember that.
Forget
so
that.
When you're sitting around, you're thinking, hey, should we watch It's a Wonderful Life? No, how about Die Hard? Try that on for size. Kaboom. Yippee-ki-yay.
Love Actually, still my favorite pick.
All right, and let's see.
Number two.
Now, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced its inductees for next year. The Cars. All right, how about the Moody Blues?
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end.
Nina Simone.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel.
Wow.
That's
not one I would have anticipated. And it doesn't immediately spring to mind. And
no,
yet,
beautiful,
totally deserving. And then, this is probably going to make you happy.
What's that?
Because there is just a thing about the ladies and the Bon Jovi.
Oh, yeah. She says we got to hold on to what we've
got. It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not. Every wedding band in America knows you got to have at least one Bon Jovi song in your playlist if you want to get people on the dance floor.
He is so great.
This one. All right, and finally, oh, you're going to like this.
Mm-hmm.
Number one.
America's biggest Jay Cutler hater.
Stephen A. Smith.
Will not give any credit to Jay Cutler for beating your beloved Tom Brady and the New England Patriots on Monday night.
I just knew that somebody was going to bring up Jay Cutler. I'm never going to accuse a Bill Belichick team of overlooking anybody per se and just not giving effort. That's not what I'm going to accuse them of. But to walk into a game assuming that it's really not going to be that much of a stiff competition because Jay Cutler's on the other side of the football, I think that's a reasonable thing to assume because it's Jay Cutler, for crying out loud. But in the end, what it comes down to is it's pretty hard to take things with a max level of seriousness when your opponent is Mr. Jay Cutler.
That's true.
Jay Cutler! Where are my Cutler fries, Jay Cutler?
I don't think he'd help you with that. Total shock that they won, absolutely. And a shock that he kind of seemed like he stayed in the game and didn't look like he was totally mentally detached.
I want to tell you something. Although, during the game, the announcers did have to make the point that Jay Cutler is often seen as disinterested in what's happening
yes,
on the field.
They did. To which all Bears fans shook their head and go, yeah, you know what? That's true.
All right, let's close this thing up.
The top five at five.